This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and it is that time of morning, that time of week, in which we welcome back to the airwaves Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Ann State Theaters in Ann Arbor. He's my co-host for Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and on occasion, circumstances arise in which Russ is unable to make it into the studios. This is one of those mornings, but I'm glad to say we have him by phone. And how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and happy to talk about movies today. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, no kidding, including our opportunity to learn about movies.
That's right. So Henry Aldrich, who's a professor of film, a retired professor of film at Eastern Michigan University, has been running a class on film appreciation at the Michigan Theater. The last class is Sunday. And I'm going to be teaching that class. Henry had to be out of town. So it's a class on the narrative structure of motion pictures. It's going to be at noon, and then we're going to finish it up with a showing of Citizen Kane.
Well, that's a goodie.
Which is kind of an unusual structure, besides being, you know, one of the best movies ever made. So if you want to come down and get some a class on the narrative structure of motion pictures, you can come on down at noon on Sunday.
Do I win a prize if I say Rosebud at the door?
You might win something, Dave. I'm not sure exactly right. What. But, yeah, come on down. And there's a small charge for it, but I think you'll find it worthwhile. We're introducing a new month-long festival that we've actually stolen from another one of our colleagues with their cooperation. It's called Doctober. So it's documentaries in October.
Documentaries are getting more and more popular, aren't they?
They certainly are. They certainly are in this company out in the Pacific Northwest. This a community-based theater in the Pacific Northwest has been doing this for many years, and we wanted to do it. And now that the state theater's open, we actually have room to run a Doctober Fest, a documentary film festival in October.
So what are going to be a couple of the highlights?
Well, we got this coming Wednesday, the 9th, we have Brewmaster, which is a documentary about the growth of independent film or independent breweries.
So in kind of hits home in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, just, we could prove it here, right here in our hometown. In 1998, there were about 1,500 breweries in the United States. Now there's over 7,000. So it's a real movement in terms of independent craft beer. Now, that documentary is going to be Wednesday at 7:30. All of these are on Wednesdays at 7:30. We've got a documentary on John McEnroe in the realm of perfection. The great.
Well, you know, that's going to be explosive.
Absolutely. A Murder in Mansfield, which is about a murder that took place in Mansfield, Ohio, and how it affected the son of the woman that was murdered. And then Memory, The Origins of Alien, which is a documentary about the movie Alien and all the design elements that went into it. It won the Sundance Film Festival back in, or its official entry in the Sundance Film Festival in 2019, the documentary was. So anyway, that's our Doctober lineup.
That's kind of cool. And then The Met is coming to the Michigan.
That's right. The Metropolitan Opera will be at the Michigan Theater for their entire season. It starts in mid-October with Turandot and continues later in October with Manon, and then Madame Butterfly in November, and Akhenaten, which is Philip Glass's opera that is very cool. That's going to be in November, and a little later in December, The Magic Flute, Wozzeck in January, and then Porgy and Bess, and there's a University of Michigan connection to that particular.
That's going to be
production.
Great. That's going to be great.
So those are all, Metropolitan Opera stuff. Well, we're also opening the big, big, big film for this particular week, Joker, which is a film that won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival, and Shape of Water also won the Golden Lion and the Academy Award for Best Picture. That might happen this year with Joker, and certainly Joaquin Phoenix may win a Best Actor award. His performance is really amazing.
Indeed, and I want to talk a little bit more about Joker for a moment. I do want to remind you, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. The other voice you hear on the other end of the phone line is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Now, there has been plenty of controversy prior to the opening of Joker. There are many concerned that the depiction of a person who is feeling disenfranchised from the community and is falling into a sense of madness then gets extraordinarily and graphically violent, reflects too much of the mass shootings that have been going on in the United States and may serve as a trigger. In fact, there are many theater chains that are banning costumes, and there are police departments that are on alert as this movie opens. So, you know, I wonder how it's all going to turn out.
Well, odds are it'll turn out just fine. Certainly, the Joker represents a certain chaotic nature that seems to be really resonant in society right now. And so it will be interesting to see how it plays out. The odds of being hurt at a movie are very, very, very low, even in these days of some of the troubles that are out there in society.
I think people just got a little freaked out when the U.S. Army said issued a warning saying there was a potential threat for the opening of the Joker, and then later clarified they're not aware of a specific or credible threat, just kind of being prepared. But I think it did cause some alarm, particularly for people who have lived in communities where these kinds of incidents have taken place.
Absolutely. Completely understandable. And but we've got a little bit of extra security that we've planned and at the State Theater, and we're very, very happy to have this movie. We truly believe it is a very special.
And for what it's worth, I absolutely plan to attend because I think it's going to be a spectacular performance. And while I do recognize that movies often reflect some of the ills of society, it is also can be an agent of change. And so we can take a look at this and either just enjoy it as a movie or look at it as a social commentary and decide to do something about it.
Absolutely. And besides the fact that you may see the Academy Award-winning Best Actor, maybe the best film, but Best Actor, really a high likelihood of that with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, you're also going to see an Academy Award-nominated, if not winning, performance by Renee Zellweger in Judy, which is just a spectacular film. People have got to go see it. Well, those are a couple feature-length films. We also have some more special shows that are doing. Today is Mean Girls Day. Did you know that, David?
I did not know, and I've never seen the movie.
Well, Tina Fey's movie Mean Girls is going to play today at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock in honor of Mean Girls.
That's a movie
Day.
With legs. That just keeps going on and on and on in the cultural zeitgeist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we also have our special screening of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. This is a festival that if you come tonight at 7:30, you get to pick what will be the winner of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. We do this every year, and it's a nationwide festival, and your vote counts. We've also got Monty Python and the Holy Grail. If you haven't seen that in a while, we've got a very special screening of that. And then if you miss Fleabag, which is based on the serialized show, it was very, very popular last week and is doing extremely well. So there's a lot going on. If you haven't seen Downton Abbey, you better go see it because it's going to go away really quickly. But there's a great lineup of films this week, and we'll see you at the movies.
I'm David Fair. That's Russ Collins. Together, we bring you Cinema Chat every week on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. And Russ, we'll see you back in studio next week.
See you then. Ta-ta from Hollywood.